It is Easter Sunday, and so we do make a statement of what it is we believe about Easter Sunday, the day of resurrection. And we are quoting from 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, and I would hope that you might have this memorized or large portions of it on your heart. It's verses 3 through 8. The Apostle Paul is writing to the church in the Greek city of Corinth. "For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter, then to the 12. After that he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles." The reading of God's word for today comes from Philippians, the second chapter, verses 5 through 11, which is a description of the work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, including the work of his crucifixion and resurrection. "Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant," or taking the very nature of a slave. "Being made in human likeness and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." May the Lord add his blessing to this reading of his holy word. It is a blessing to me and to Daleville Christian Church that people find the sermons on the church's website. It could also be a blessing if you who hear a sermon would visit worship at Daleville Christian Church or make sure to be in worship somewhere each week. We have one worship service on Sunday mornings at 9:30. I am a real pastor of a real church. That's the only reason I preach. Sermons and messages are to be the word of God, its interpretation for the benefit of the hearers to God's glory. This is Easter. What is an Easter? The holiday called Easter is the name derived from languages that are not English. So the original word Easter dealt with the dawn, the sunrise, and the direction to the east, the place where the sun rises. That is what an Easter was. The name became attached to Resurrection Day. Originally, among the disciples, Sunday itself became revered and reserved for worship because Sunday was the day that Jesus arose from the dead. Sunday was Resurrection Day, and every Sunday was Resurrection Day. More about that in a moment. But that's the reason believers are gathered today, as believers in Jesus have done for 2,000 years, so the word Easter became associated with the Resurrection Day. And Easter, the Resurrection Day celebration, follows the same calendar as Jewish Passover. The Passover festival is based on the moon phases and not the sun. Easter will always be the first Sunday following the full moon after the spring equinox, March 21st. So the date of Easter will range over a few weeks. Is this too much information about Easter? One more bit of trivia. I knew a couple who were married on Easter. Their wedding anniversary did not fall on Easter Sunday again for 60 years. And they both lived to celebrate their 60th on Easter Sunday. So that is the day of Easter. What is so special about Easter or the Resurrection Day? Believers proclaim that Jesus of Nazareth returned from the dead on that Sunday. Jesus was dead, having been killed by cruel punishment of crucifixion. Jesus was alive again. On that Sunday morning, Jesus' followers went to Jesus' tomb where his body had been buried and found the seal over the tomb broken and the body missing. Although the cloth wrapping Jesus' body was right where it had been when they placed the body in the tomb, it's all written down more than once right here in God's Word, the Bible. Then, as if that were not enough, Jesus' followers saw Jesus with their own eyes alive again. Those followers hung out and ate with Jesus, and Jesus taught the disciples for another 40 days. So, yes, it's kind of a big deal that Jesus was alive again and after his very public death, which was dictated by the legal authorities. But it isn't just that Jesus was alive again, although that would still have been very big news in Jesus' time. But you and I may know people who have been dead, even pronounced dead, and came alive again. Yes, there's a word for that, and the word is resuscitation. The folks you have heard of were resuscitated, and when they were resuscitated, they still had critical physical problems and could still kill them. Those folks would still die sooner or later. Jesus was not resuscitated. Jesus was resurrected. Jesus' wounds, even if they were visible to the naked eye, were completely healed. So what does that mean? Well, the Bible has several ways to talk about Jesus' resurrection. Jesus got a new life, a resurrected life. And Jesus says we can all have a resurrected life if we follow Jesus. And that helps Jesus' promise of a new life make a lot of sense. And since Jesus himself was resurrected, that would mean that all of the Jesus' talk about a new life, those words are all true. You and I can have a new life right now, right here, because of Jesus. The message of Easter is simple, really. Easter, or simply Resurrection Day, was started by Jesus and the followers of Jesus. The message was simple, and the message should still be simple. This is the message: God loves you more than you know. Probably it can be said that God loves you more than you can imagine, because the claims I make today on behalf of the Bible and the church are hard to imagine, and yet they are as true and as certain as your birth date. God loves you so much, God wants to have a relationship with you so badly, that God has been trying to overcome every obstacle to God that we put up. And you might say, but preacher, I have not put up any barriers to God. Really? Have you ever thought that you weren't good enough to go to church or to pray? Did you listen for God and later gave it up? Did you feel that you were somehow permanently scarred or flawed or sinful that God would not want anything to do with you? Have you ever failed to love someone because they did you wrong? Because that's a barrier to God. Because God loves those folks too. Well, I'm here to tell you, those are your barriers, not God's barriers. I'm pretty sure I know what you think you have heard from other books and other preachers. Well, a lot of what you heard was fake news, I'm sorry to say. Yes, it is true that God does not like sin, and it's true that all of us have sin and that we have all done something wrong. But we forget to hear the rest of that message, that God wants to remove sin. Hear that. God wants to remove your sin. You won't have to remove the sin. God will. God will remove all the barriers. God has removed all the barriers to a relationship with God by sending Jesus to die for our sins. We should have been punished for doing wrong, but God didn't punish us. God took on the punishment in Jesus and through Jesus. We just need to accept what God provided for us to have a relationship with God through Jesus. Later, God will ask you to help with the maintenance contract on the removal of sin, and God will help you with the maintenance part of sin prevention, and God does not get angry quickly or easily, no matter what you might have heard. And look, I got lots of Bible verses to back me up. See, if you think that doing wrong is keeping you from having a relationship with God, then I'm sorry, you don't know God very well. In one of my favorite films, Evan Almighty, although Bruce Almighty is also a mighty good film, God appears to Evan and God makes it clear that he knows Evan. Evan is not sure he knows God and asks, "Do I know you?" And God says, "Not as well as I would like." You know, that's true of all of us. God would like all of us to know God better. No matter how long you have been in a relationship with the Almighty Heavenly Father, the Lord wants us to know Him better. All of us can know God better. God is so into having a relationship with you that God sent Jesus to prove it. God sent Jesus to prove He wants to have a relationship with you. God sent Jesus to declare it. God sent Jesus to even die for you so that you can have a relationship with God. Do you want me to explain why that is? I can't explain it. I only know that it is all about God's love for you and me. As one blogger said, God really is that into you. Does all this surprise you? These truths surprise even me. Believe me, I am no saint. Are you not sure? Ever hear of Saint McManus or Saint Gary? No, and you never will. You never will. You know what God says to that when I say I'm no saint? God says, good. Jesus said, I've come to save sinners. People who are healthy don't usually call a doctor. God says, I sent Jesus to heal the sick and free the prisoners, those sick in soul, those who are imprisoned by their own habits, imprisoned by their own attitudes, imprisoned by their own behavior, imprisoned by their addictions, or even the way they think. God has come through Jesus to remove any and all barriers to a relationship with God. If you would look in the Bible at today's Bible reading from God's Word, you will see that the second chapter of Philippians is printed in poetry form. And it says poetically, well, maybe you never liked poetry, and that's okay. It really is only poetic in the Greek language it was written in and doesn't sound like poetry in English, but it is or was poetry. And it says poetically that Jesus was God, but that he took on another form, a human form, and lived a human life so that God knows what we are up against in having a good relationship with God. God experienced living on earth firsthand. Our God, we claim, is not up there somewhere, or even the man upstairs. Our God walked the earth, and believers claim God still walks with us by His Holy Spirit. And when the poem goes on to say that Jesus didn't claim all God power while He was here on earth, rather He was going to live like us all the way through death, You see, it wasn't enough. God decided to get to the brink of death and then throw the God card. No. In Jesus and through Jesus, God would give Jesus' life completely all the way through death. And because Jesus did exactly what God wanted done and what and God needed done to provide the removal of sin in the world, God forgiving the sin because of Jesus' sacrifice, God raised Jesus back up. Why did Jesus consent to this fantastic plan? Because Jesus loves us. I'm back to where I started this whole talk. Jesus, God wants a relationship with you. Yes, God wants that relationship that badly. So here's a song that I believe expresses this idea very, very well. And I put the link on the website to a YouTube printing of the words and rendition of the song by the original band, Third Day. And the song is simply entitled Love Story. I very strongly recommend that you listen to it. And that love song is why believers have said for 2,000 years the traditional greeting on Easter Sunday, Christ, Messiah, is risen. He is risen indeed. Happy Easter. Amen.